WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Riley Hart here. And welcome back to the Confidence Glow, your daily dose of inspiration to shine brighter than ever. Today, we're diving into something that trips up so many of us, even the most confident among us. Comparison and envy. Ever scroll through social media and feel a little pang of jealousy? You know that feeling when someone else seems to be living their best life, rocking every aspect with seemingly effortless grace? Well, honey, you're not alone. It happens to the best of us. But here's the thing. Comparison is a thief, stealing our joy and dimming our own shine. Today, we're going to reclaim our confidence and learn how to navigate those tricky feelings head on. First things first, let's acknowledge that comparison is as old as time itself. It's woven into the fabric of human nature, but that doesn't mean it has to control us. Remember, social media often presents a carefully curated highlight reel, not the full and messy reality. Those perfectly posed photos and enviable achievements rarely capture the struggles, setbacks, or behind-the-scenes moments. So when you find yourself comparing your chapter 1 to someone else's chapter 20, take a deep breath and remember. Everyone's journey is unique. Second, shift your focus from what others have to what you bring to the table. What are you passionate about? What makes your heart sing? Lean into those strengths, celebrate your accomplishments, big and small, and cultivate gratitude for all that you have. Remember, your worth isn't measured by external validation but by the richness of your own life and contributions. Third, ditch the need to be perfect. Perfection is an illusion, my friend. Striving for it only sets us up for disappointment. Embrace your imperfections. They're what make you uniquely you. Celebrate your quirks, learn from your mistakes, and remember that growth is a messy, beautiful process. Fourth, practice empathy. When you find yourself envying someone else's success, try to see things from their perspective. They probably worked hard to get where they are, just like you're working hard to achieve your dreams. Instead of feeling resentment, channel that energy into support and inspiration. Their journey doesn't diminish yours, it simply reminds us that we're all in this together. Finally, remember that comparison is a choice. You can choose to focus on what divides us or what unites us. Choose to be inspired by others' journeys instead of letting them derail your own. Choose to celebrate their wins and support their dreams, knowing that your success isn't dependent on anyone else's achievements. Let me share a quick story that I think really illustrates this point. A few years ago, I was feeling super insecure about my writing skills. I kept comparing myself to other successful authors, thinking they were just naturally gifted while I was struggling. Then, I realized something. Every time I felt envious, it took away from the joy of writing itself. It became a vicious cycle. Comparing myself led to self-doubt, which then made me write less creatively. I decided to shift my focus. Instead of dwelling on what others were doing, I started celebrating my own progress, no matter how small. I joined writing groups for support and inspiration, and most importantly, I remembered why I loved writing in the first place, the power of storytelling, connecting with readers, and expressing myself through words. And guess what? That shift in perspective made all the difference. My confidence grew, my writing improved, and I even started getting published. It wasn't about being better than anyone else, it was about being the best version of myself. So remember, friends, comparison is a trap that can steal your joy and dim your light. But by choosing to focus on your own journey, celebrate your unique talents, practice empathy, and cultivate gratitude, you can break free from that cycle and radiate confidence with every step you take. Ready to embrace the glow? Share this episode with someone who needs a boost of confidence today, leave a review if it resonated with you, and join our conversation on social media. Let's keep shining together.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.